Mindset Unleashed.
Welcome to Mindset Unleashed, the podcast that's here to ignite your motivation, boost your efficiency, and guide you towards a life filled with happiness. I'm your host, Dmitry Savelyev, and today we'll be diving into the subject of motivation. What does it really take to jump over that obstacle that seems huge? What does it take to achieve your goal? Today, we'll dive into this subject as deep as we can and find unique approaches that other people never usually talk about. Stay tuned. Okay, so let's start. My plan is to first go over the most common tips people usually give that are planned to help with motivation. Then I will say why it doesn't work, why it doesn't usually give you the effect that you want, and you still don't achieve what you want to achieve. And then I will say what really makes the difference, basically the secret sauce of this episode. After that, I think I will talk about how you can multiply that, how you can use other life hacks around to make it even cooler and better, and how then these normal tips for usual motivation that you find online, how then you get like triple benefit from them.
Mindset Unleashed. Unleashed.
Okay, so what do you usually hear from usual motivational quotes? Just get started. Wake up early. Break up your big goal into small steps. Surround yourself with positive people. And other things like this. Okay, what's wrong with them? Let's say you have a goal, you want to triple your income, you want to get a second education, you want to pass that exam, whatever level goal that is. Okay, just get started. It's not that easy that you're looking for motivation, then you read the quote that says just get started and you're like, oh yeah, that was the idea I needed. Unfortunately, it doesn't work this way. Additionally, what's wrong with wake up early, let's say? If you're not achieving your goals, you're most likely not really happy with yourself if you're looking for motivation. Maybe in a certain area of your life, or maybe in a more broad spectrum, who knows? But if you're not happy, most likely you're not going to have easy experience with waking up early. You're going to be having late nights thinking and ruminating about your underachievements, and then waking up early will just exhaust you. Okay, next one, break up big goals into small steps. This one does work, of course, but the way you are going to be breaking up the big goal into the small steps, the method you're going to be using, what you think has to be the first stage, what you believe must be the second stage for the optimal result, this method of how you're going to plan this is going to be a lot better and more efficient if you're not pushing yourself after just watching a motivational video. If you are coming from a place of freedom, happiness, relaxed state, and knowing that you're just going to do this because you have the power, you have the energy, you will not attack yourself if the speed of the achievement is not as fast as you've expected. If you break things up from this kind of place, it will work. I'm not sure if just reading this quote will help you do the same. Now let's move to other normal tips that you usually hear. Surround yourself with positive people. Okay, it's not always realistic. What about if you're in a scenario where it's just like everyone is fighting for his own good? It can be a lot of things. Doesn't work like this. Practice gratitude. Okay, it's just a very simple tip. Okay, now, what's the real reason why these tips don't really work? Why do you have to get back to them every time, losing that initial boost that you got from watching a short motivational video or trying to wake up early for a week and like the first 2 days are fun and then you're like, oh my god, I don't think I will even be able to finish the challenge. why does it work this way, and what is the real secret to doing that hard step and doing it regularly. Let's dive into this. I will now dive into my own theory of how motivation really works, of how true inner motivation works that immediately turns into action, not the kind of motivation you look for on YouTube, okay? Nothing against that, that really helps sometimes. Okay, so let's say we have a person who wants to make enough money to buy a new car. Let's say he wants an upgrade. For that, he needs to open a business, okay? What if he watches a video about businessmen who achieve and struggle but then achieve more, and they're so cool, and girls like them, and they have so much wealth around them, and whatever you can imagine. You're gonna start, maybe open a company, but then what? If the next struggle comes, what are you gonna do again? Watch another motivational video? What's gonna happen later? Are you going to try to watch as many motivational videos as you can to balance out the negatives that you're gonna be feeling on the path of going towards your goal? I don't think it's a good path for you. Now back to the example. If this person who wants to make enough money for an upgrade, if he needs to open a business, let's divide what we're seeing here. We have the person, the doer. We have the goal, successful business. I'm sorry, it's a means to the goal. And the goal is to buy the car. So, the means of reaching the goal of buying the car is blocked by whatever the doer is thinking about it and about himself. Let me break this down. Let's say I am this doer and I have a perception of myself, my self-image, and I have a perception of what opening a business is. Whatever I saw on TV, whatever I heard from friends, stuff like that. So, if I have insecurities about myself, and I know that I will be feeling very pressured, if I have thoughts about what difficulties this area of business that I want to jump in has, I'm going to also be ruminating about that. And then think about it, like, if me as a doer, I overthink about how I am not good enough and how the goal is difficult, I am trying to overstimulate my brain with positive thoughts that come from watching motivational videos, so that I can block all this kind of bad energy inside me. But the secret is that it's not a bad energy that you have to win watching motivational videos. You have to work with that, man. And if you work with that, then the just get started tips, the wake up early tips, will be just very, very easy. These things will just help you, or if there is less of blockage inside, okay? You will not have to push yourself to wake up early. If you are not thinking that you're a bad doer and the goal is too hard, then waking up early will bring you pleasure, because you will know that you will feel better, more energetic, you will have more power to reach your goal maybe 1% faster, because you're so full today, full of knowledge that you will be able to do it, and that you will not be attacking yourself if you fall today. Even if you like keep falling all day, you will not come to a conclusion that you're a failure or that you're moving like too slow, okay? And this is the true motivation. But the question is, how do you approach this? How do you just start thinking of yourself as of a better doer? Or how do you stop overthinking about the means to achieving your goal? Okay, that's obviously like an everyday self-work. What can you do? Let me share my perspective. If me as a doer, I think that I am not confident enough to be selling one-on-one, let's say, I can start doing small everyday things that will build this confidence in a way, like small brick, okay? Like a small brick, like separating the task in small goals. But make it fun. Don't make it like something that you really have to do every day. Like, don't burden yourself. If you need a small brick that's called confidence, so that then you can sell better, why don't you just try to talk with a bit of joking with the salespeople that you're meeting, with your neighbors? Why don't you try to have like one extra conversation a day where you elevate the mood of the person, like intentionally? And if you are able to do that consistently, it becomes your habit, your natural habit. If you stick it to a morning routine, like whatever you do until this amount of time in the morning, you need to make someone happy. If you make it like your habit and you add habits like this, you're gonna be feeling good from inside. You will not need to watch a video that will make you temporary good. Okay, then the same goes about the goal, about the means to achieving the goal. While working on yourself and also slowly researching the area that you want to be good at, let's say, the job that the person wants to have done in his business so that it sells good, to make it achievable, he needs to learn about it. If he thinks that, let's say, describing the benefits of the products in terms of how much better it is than competitors is the most difficult part, then what does he have to do? Just has to read a few paragraphs of usual tips on that while just drinking his coffee on his mobile phone, while waiting for whatever he's waiting for in the line. Just like once a day. But just like dive into this subject, like don't push yourself to open that business and like start pushing and watching all those videos so that you can reach the heights. You're just gonna burn out. Start slowly and eventually you're gonna be seeing more power from inside, and not just this temporary power, but like monumental feeling of something that is beyond the everyday motivation. I hope this helps. Subscribe for more. Stay tuned for further episodes. And I really hope that you go beyond motivation.
Mindset Unleashed.